At this stage, I would like to open the floor for some questions and comments. So you can write the question in the chat box. If it's in Polish, it will be translated, so bear with us. And then we will address the question to one of our experts. So let me start in the meantime with one question to each of you. Miglena, you followed the preparation of a number of reports, actually all the 24 reports. How would you define the situation of the financial market for farmers in Poland in comparison to other member states?
Thank you, Bruno. It's a very difficult question because in the 24 member states, there are peculiarities that are specific for the country, and sometimes it's not so easy to compare. But my impressions from the Polish report show that loans to the sector, both agriculture and agri-food, are on an increasing trend in the recent years. And interestingly, I think the study identified the observation that many farmers actually tend to go to the banks only for long-term loans. And when it comes to the short-term liquidity needs, they rely on family and friends. And they just seem to prefer more informalized way of borrowing. So, and then when they decide to go to the banks, to the financial institutions, interestingly, we see that the cooperative banks, maybe it's different in specific for Poland, that the cooperative banks play a more important role than the commercial ones, and they seem to dominate the sector. And interestingly, maybe it's because they are operating more on a local scale. They're close to the farmers. They know their clients. And I probably the farmers tend to stick to one bank. Michal can say afterwards if this is true or not. And we can also say that there are a number of type of financial instruments that are not only the EU EFRD financed ones. Also, the Agency for Restructuring and Modernization of Agriculture offers subsidized loans and guarantees from national resources, and they're well used. Also, leasing is a good alternative for farmers, and they use it when they wish to finance fixed assets. And as also the speakers before from the ministry, Mrs. Gracka mentioned, also the EFRD financial instrument operational since late 2019 is available on the market and is helping to address the challenges when it comes to collateral on the borrower side. And another element maybe that is good to mention is also that for me, in the study, we identified there is a certain national regulation as regards the sale of agricultural land that is probably having a major effect on the financial institutions. And just to close with this, the analysis shows that there is a substantial gap. So we see that the EFRD financial instrument, and I hope we'll hear more from the next speakers, how it's evolving and what are their impressions. It plays an important role, but there is a room that to consider it, maybe to continue in the next period, or to perhaps fine-tune and focus the instrument in addressing certain segments, like, for example, young farmers. It was mentioned as a substantial market failure in this regard.
Thank you, Miglena. You finish with a touch on young farmer. Let's ask Michal. Young farmers, we heard, are facing quite a number of difficulties in accessing finance. Their financing gap is almost the double of the average of the gap for the other 23 countries covered by the study. Can you elaborate a little more on the reason why it's so difficult for young farmers to access to finance?
Thank you very much. It seems to me that the major problem here lies in the fact that young farmers in Poland, as I said before, are people coming from farming families, and their parents have been very reluctant to retire, especially because retirement pensions in Poland, old age pensions in Poland for farmers are quite low. So they do not hand over their farms to young people. And as a result of, well, this big difference, big gap between Poland and other EU countries may well result from this.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I can see that there is one question. Barbara, you raised your hand. Would you like to write the question in the chat box so we can give some thoughts about your question? In the meantime, I will ask an additional question to Miglena, and it's what about financial possibilities outside the banking market? So I'm thinking about leasing for private individuals, equity. What is the role of agriculture cooperatives in this respect?
Thank you, Bruno. It's a good question, and I've briefly touched upon this in my previous reply. Yeah, leasing plays an important role, but it's important to say that compared to other member states, Polish farmers actually rely when they need finance. Mainly medium and long term, they rely on financial institutions and private sources. It seems that they don't use them at all. According to the survey results, they don't rely on resources from private individuals and family when they go for long term or for loans or for this type of financing. And then they use own resources. Trade credit, or like traders of agricultural input, equipment, and machinery when covering short-term liquidity needs. And this seems more simple for them, like not requiring loan submissions. So with this regard, I think it's something that I already mentioned. So it's clear that there are alternative sources, but banking finance tends to stand out.
Okay, thank you, Miglena. Michał, based on your understanding of the Polish agriculture sector, what are the future drivers of demand for finance?
It's going to be the fact that Poland is a big exporter of food. Our government is looking for further markets for farmers, as well as agri-food companies, and therefore an increase in production output, as well as productivity, and meeting new standards is going to be the biggest driver here. Meanwhile, costs are growing, and product prices are not growing quite at the same rate, although this year might be quite exceptional when you look at some products, farm products, they have become very pricey. So what we can see is that there is a chase after profit. Production is going to be streamlined. Fewer materials such as fertilizers are going to be used. And that ties to climate change efforts. We have to look for new sources of water, for instance. We have to reduce water consumption. Poland has an enormous problem with soil erosion as well. And one of the reasons for that is the overuse of fertilizers and the use of heavy equipment. And that has a negative effect on production volume in the long term. Therefore, production technologies are going to drive investment. And then extreme weather events, that has a huge effect on most agricultural production, as well as the cost of material and products that are used in the agri-food sector. So these are the main drivers: production output, productivity, efficiency, and climate change.
Very good. Thank you. We have a we have a question from Marta. Maybe you can read it in Polish, Michał, if you would like to give it a try.
View: should Poland expand financial instruments to cover investments in services for agriculture? Poland is behind other member states in this area. Well, that is actually one of our conclusions from the report. Such agricultural services, consulting services, training is not sufficiently available. And various agencies, the government, should certainly support such services. Although there's quite an offering of training that farmers can use, but they should be popularized, perhaps, and we should encourage market participants to use them.
Okay, thank you.